Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for April 25th. Judges 4 and 5. Where is everybody? The book of Judges covers the history of Israel between the conquest of the land and the monarchy established with Saul. The record is very blunt and mostly unflattering to Israel. The people ran away from God just as soon as the dirt was piled on the graves of the generation that had led them in the conquest. When Israel began to mimic the practices of the peoples in the land that it was commanded to drive out and or destroy, God subjugated Israel to those very people. The author of Judges depicts the periods of oppression as bitter, cruel, and riddled with intense suffering until the people actually returned to their God. When Israel turned back to God, or when God had inflicted enough suffering on his people to get them to wake up, he would raise up a judge for them. That judge would be, for a time, like a king for at least part of Israel. The judge, male or female, Levite or no, would be granted a special understanding of the Lord's will and the people's needs at a particular time. They were anointed with a charismatic presence that drew people to them. They rendered judgments with the authority and commission of God himself. Such was the case with Deborah, Israel's one and only female judge. Having a woman as a national leader seemed somewhat of an embarrassment for Israel. On the one hand, she was anointed for the task of rendering judgments between people. But as leader of a military campaign against a well-armed and vicious enemy? Deborah herself acknowledged the ridicule her leadership might engender in her conversation with Barak. "If I lead you, a woman will get the credit for any victory. You sure you want that?" But Israel recognized, at least this time, that the most important quality of a leader is godliness. If you have that, the people so led will prosper. It's not a gender thing. The real problem confronting Israel at this time was the unwillingness of any but a small handful of people to step up and answer God's call to go to war against the Canaanites. Deborah was astonished and angry that only the tribes of Naphtali and Zebulun put themselves forward to do the job. Judges 5:15-18 record Deborah's disgust with the tribes that chose to, quote, do their own thing, unquote, to take care of their own affairs, to look out for themselves and not get involved in what should have been a national movement. Deborah's lament is not uncommon for anyone in leadership. There's something called the Pareto principle that tells us that in any facet of life, 20% does 80% of the work. 80% does 20%. It's not a happy ratio, but unfortunately, no one has ever offered a more accurate assessment of the way people behave. That you can find this principle at work during the period of the judges is perhaps God's reminder that our strength lies not in numbers, but in Him. Over and over again, we will see the pattern of a handful, with God at the lead, overcoming insurmountable odds. So do as Deborah did. Rejoice at what was done in the power of God, and leave a short rebuke for those who choose not to care. Let them see what they miss out on by doing their own thing. Thanks for joining me, and we'll be back tomorrow.